In the meantime, let's get you out to America's Radio Newsline. Standing by is Marty London. He is the stepfather of Stephanie Madoff Mack, who is Bernie Madoff's daughter-in-law. Marty London, welcome to America's Radio News.
Thank you for calling in.
Sir, it was, I guess it was you that found Mark Madoff's dead body after he killed himself. He is the son of Bernie Madoff. Can you walk us through your experience that day?
Yeah, sure. You know, Steph has written a book, The End of Normal, in which she describes it. But what happened is that Mark had written basically three suicide notes at 4 o'clock in the morning. One was to Stephanie that simply said, "Stephanie, I love you." Another was to me and to Stephanie's brother, who lives a few blocks from me uptown here in New York, in Midtown Manhattan, as well as the mom and the daughter who were in Florida. Please get somebody to help me with Nick. And then a third letter to his lawyer, who was also a dear friend, that said, "Nobody wants to hear the truth. Please take care of Stephanie and my family." I didn't get any of those emails at 4 o'clock in the morning. I was fast asleep, but when the emails were opened up, they called me to go downtown, and I did so, and I had no idea what it is I was going to find. I thought I was going to find, you know, basically a hungover Mark who had needed some help with the baby.
But instead, what did you find?
Instead, I found Mark hanging from a rafter in his living room.
I don't even think I need to ask your reaction. Obviously, that's a shocking thing to walk into, but... Did Stephanie talk much about what, you know, if she saw it coming? I mean, he obviously sounds like he really thought about it if he took the time to send those emails. What did she see it coming? How despondent was he?
Nobody saw it coming. Mark was given all of the turmoil surrounding him, in a very relatively good place. He was now working again, not in the securities business, but he was working. He had a website in which he was selling real estate information. He was hoping to rent a house for the next summer with Stephanie out in Montauk for a month. And as Stephanie points out in her book, they were even talking about having a third child.
So he was talking about the future, so there was no indication he was just going to throw it all away. Obviously, there was trauma. I mean, the whole Madoff family. We're speaking with, by the way, the stepfather of Stephanie Madoff Mack, Marty London, who actually found the body of Mark Madoff, who killed himself, Bernie Madoff's son. Now, we've been hearing a lot about these folks in the news lately. Ruth Madoff speaking out for the first time about the fact that I guess her and her husband Bernie actually tried to kill themselves. What is it true that Mark actually came to you and confessed to you or talked to you about Bernie's actual confession about the whole Ponzi scheme?
Yeah. Mark and Andy visited me on the morning of December, I guess it was 8/20/2008. The morning that Bernie had confessed to them, they had confronted him with some stuff he was doing, which they didn't understand. He was going to pay some early bonuses, stuff like that. And they confronted him, and he confessed, and they came immediately to my office. And by the end of that day, the United States Attorney and the FBI and the Securities Exchange Commission were informed of Bernie's confession, and he was taken off to prison the next morning.
What's your impression of Bernie Madoff?
You know, the Bernie Madoff I knew was a very mild-mannered person. You would not ever expect that he was the monster that he is. He gave no indication.
Do you think Ruth was involved all those years? How can you be married to somebody and not know anything was going on? What do you think?
You know, people ask me that question all the time. I don't have any idea. The only thing I know is that I was a commercial litigator for almost 50 years, and I dealt with hedge fund operators and whatnot. And if you ask their wives what their husbands did, if you ask them what a credit default swap was or a mortgage participation certificate, they would look at you as if you were talking Chinese. So, I have no way of knowing. I have no, you know, I'm basically a trained lawyer. And my view of things is you have to look at evidence. Mm-hmm. There was no evidence that that Mark knew. There was no evidence that Andrew knew. And if there's any evidence that Ruth knew, I sure don't know of it.
All right, Marty London, he is the stepfather of Stephanie Madoff Mack, who is Bernie Madoff's daughter-in-law. Marty, thank you for carving out some time for us today here on America's Radio News.
All right.